Okay, my name is Nibel Abdussalam.
What is Ramadan?
Okay, so Ramadan is all about charity, giving, to forgive, to pray, read the Quran, and get close to Allah. And our Prophet Muhammad gave more on this month than any other day. And the gateway will be open, the gateway to heavens will be open, and the gateway to hell will be closed. So everything that you will pray for, God will, God is Allah. It's another word in Arabic, it means Allah. So the gateways to heaven will be open and Allah will listen to all your prayers. Ramadan is actually fasting as well. I don't know if people know that or don't, but you fast. You fast through the whole 30 days of Ramadan. And you fast from sunrise to sunset. You don't eat, you don't drink, and you're not supposed to say anything bad about others. You're not supposed to spread rumors or anything. Anything you say has to be nice.
And the idea behind this is also working towards becoming a better person?
Yes.
Like you said, there's fasting. You said that there's praying.
We give charities. Okay, so we give charity all over to poor people. And the idea behind fasting is to feel the poor. So by what I mean is that, you know how there's across the world and the country, there's a lot of poor people that they don't eat, they don't drink water, they don't have a place to live or any of that. So when we fast, most of our fasting is to feel how they feel and to be thankful, because not everyone in the, you know, because like a lot of people complain about what they don't have, but what they don't see is that they have things that people wish they have. And that's like food and water and a place.
So at the end of Ramadan, what happens then? Is there something that's done? Is there a certain practice?
So we have 30 days to fast, and that's the 30 days of Ramadan. The last day, we have a holiday, and it's called Eid al-Fitr. And that holiday is like where we all come together, we bring food, we wear the best clothes that we have, and we celebrate with all our friends and family.
Okay, my name is Faraz Safadi. Really, Muslims are a big part of the society of Northwest Indiana. And the way I look at Ramadan is basically, it's an opportunity to upgrade your faith on three different levels, on a mental level, on a physical level, and a spiritual level. So the physical level, like we discussed, is the fasting. You refrain from eating or drinking, activities with your spouse during the day. On the mental level, you know, the month of Ramadan in the Islamic, tradition is called the month of the Quran, all right? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, received the Quran during the month of Ramadan, where the whole Quran was revealed to him. So the tradition is many Muslims go to the mosque on a nightly basis, and the Quran is about 603 pages. So the imam will lead on a nightly basis about 22 pages. So by the end of Ramadan, we've covered the whole Quran. So this is an opportunity to contemplate on the words of God and mentally reminding yourself, of who we are as a creation, of all the prophets and messengers who came to us, whether it's Prophet Jesus or Yusuf or Joseph or Jacob or Prophet Moses, and all the things that they had to undergo to reawaken society to faith. And that's where the spirituality comes in. And then that moment, you're physically, you're mentally, and spiritually connecting yourself with God for over an hour every single night in the month of Ramadan. And that is what Ramadan really is. Well, the hope is when Ramadan is over is that you continue that high level of spirituality and high level of faith. And that's what you should take with you. It should really leave you at a higher level of faith than you started the month of Ramadan with.